When you have big goals, goals you haven't achieved before, you sometimes need to be forced into action by something you have a strong opinion about. I was on the panel at Women in Sport in 2018, and I heard a phrase I hadn't heard before. You can't be what you can't see. I instantly got that uneasy feeling in my stomach that I get when I want to reject something. I have a strong leaning towards that which is helpful, and in my view, this phrase was simply not. What a disempowering thing to believe, as if there aren't enough reasons for women to remain somewhat invisible in the workplace. Now, there is a phrase confirming that there aren't enough role models and giving us license to play small, to settle, to wait for someone else to set an example we can be inspired by. I have a fundamental problem with that. It gave me the nudge I needed to write a book on personal growth, one that I felt hadn't been written yet, and certainly not with the anecdotes and stories that have worked so beautifully with my clients. I want to stop the hundreds of thousands of women who are capable and brilliant from getting in their own way. And I want them to stop believing that having a successful and fulfilling career that truly makes an impact requires them to compromise their identity. The jobs that we have a thirst for are available to those people who get in the game and choose to play out of their skin. While this is an exciting notion, I know that so many women will yes but themselves out of taking action. They will buy into all the reasons they can't act instead of seeing all the possible ways that they may be able to. This audiobook will show you the personal cost of shrinking to fit your current story. It will help you to think and aim bigger and give you specific, manageable actions to change how you show up so that you can truly make an impact, maybe even leave a legacy. I've worked with hundreds of women just like you who entertain lofty thoughts but get dragged back into the weeds when they wonder how they have been working this hard for so long and yet feel that effort has not brought them the career they'd love. The answer is that you have committed your thinking and your time to things that don't move your needle. Painful to hear, perhaps, but a relief when I tell you how you can apply your efforts in a more targeted way, which will not only help your career surge, but will leave you with better relationships than you could ever have imagined. Contrary to common belief, getting to the top of your game doesn't have to spell personal sacrifice. In this new age, the person who is the most connected and balanced personally is the one who will profit professionally. Like every female client I have ever had, you seem to be waiting for something to change. It won't. Not until you do. You need to decide that the time for that change to happen is now. This audiobook is for professional women like you, who are highly capable, but whose talents are being wasted in their comfort zone. Your time is spent running and rerunning the same soundtrack of self-doubt, which only serves to frustrate you. It will not move you forward. When I speak at Women in Business conferences, the same concerns come up from the audience. Fear of failure, a confusion about which parts of themselves, if any, should be visible at work, persistent self-questioning, fear of judgment, and a lot of imposter syndrome. These feelings are magnified in the wider workplace context by issues such as the need to wait for the gender pay gap to be closed, or for diversity statistics to become more balanced. Slightly controversial, perhaps, but I don't want to engage in arguments about fairness. There are plenty of people fighting that battle. I truly believe that even when everything is fair, the difference between men and women will still be evident. As women, we give ourselves a harder time than men, and we hold ourselves back more. This audiobook is about opening your eyes to that, and helping you see that this is not something you need to tolerate anymore.